What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. It is, Thursday, May 18th. I'm going to be talking about not last night's episode, but last week's episode, Honor Thy Fathers, that aired on the CW. I've got my notes here in front of me. Now, normally, Anna B. from Australia, my partner in crime, my Diggs to my Arrow, my Curtis to my Renee. I don't know if that even made any sense. She can't be here on this one because she's traveling, but she's going to join me in the last night's episode, which is going to be dope. I'm curious to see how she felt about it, but let's talk about Honor Thy Fathers. I thought this was a really good episode. It kind of started off a little bit calm for me, but the ending just like, what? But it was definitely good to see Thea come back and help out. In the beginning of the episode, I've been bothered by this black-on-black uniform that Oliver's been wearing since, you know, the Green Arrow is, like, not a very good person in the media's eyes. But we do get to see him back in this episode after a great pep talk of Felicity, which was pretty badass. But we'll get to that. What else? I guess the main focus was to clear Dad Oliver's or Dad Queen's reputation that once again, Adrian Chase is messing with people. I love this guy. As a bad guy, he is such an evil, bad douchebag. And I love it. Always 10 steps, actually, ahead of Oliver and the team. But it was cool. It was good to see him bring his dad and throw that in Oliver's face. I love Thea, though. Thea is just like almost like the realest of the real. She's just like, you know what, Dad and Mom weren't the greatest. How do we know it's not true? And of course, you know, Oliver's got to take his dad's side. But Thea, I'm liking this Thea. Even though she's throwing out those jabs of like Oliver, you know, how, like Oliver always like feels sorry for himself and everything else. That really gets on my nerves sometimes because I'm like, get over it. Stop it already. But Thea's fallen that road of damaged goods. So she needs to get out of that because she's one tough mamba. Let's see what else. I thought it was really good to see Detective Lance and Renee with this whole court thing. I've been liking this whole, get my daughter back kind of thing for Renee. Being a new father, my son turns, 3 in August. These scenes, I'm just like, oh, Renee, get your head out of your ass. But to see Detective Lance at the end of it say, please, Renee, and walk out of the room, I was like, oh, Arrow writers, you're making me tear up. You're making my emotions go crazy. But, and then Renee. And to see that, and then to see the end when they're, I mean, the whole action part, and then to see the end of the hearing, and Renee's not there, I was like, what the F? Like, what the hell is going on? But now, watching last night's episode, now I kind of have an idea. Well, we all have an idea of where Renee is. I was so pissed during that part there because I was like, come on, to see his little daughter's face. I was like, where do I need to go? I'll go. I'll speak up for Renee. I thought that the last part of the episode was dope. Felicity with that freaking badass pep talk, him putting back on the green outfit. Prometheus and him fighting it out was badass. Samson's men upstairs on the roof. That last part there was just badass action. It was dope. Now watching the episode, and this kind of sucks because it kind of throws me off a little bit because now that I watched last night's episode, because I'm not going to lie, when I watched this one, I was pissed that Adrian Chase went out like a punk like that. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, Oliver saying those things about his dad and how he thought he was a loser and everything else, and then Adrian Chase is like, oh, go ahead, punch me in my face. I was like, wait, whoa. Adrian is going out like a punk. There's no way. No. And to see why this whole thing was just a big giant plan in the next episode. But that's why I hate getting behind on my shows because it's. But still, at that moment, people, I was pissed because I really was mad on how Adrian Chase went out that easily and getting punched. And Oliver just, yeah, I saved the day. And then, no, not in the next episode. But, I thought this was a pretty exciting episode. It's definitely leading up to the season finale, which we've got a couple of more episodes. Overall, I thought this was a great episode, great action. Everything was on point, and the emotions, it's getting pissed. Renee, pissed. and Adrian Chase. Good stuff. Good stuff, people. So that's it for that. Thumbs up on everything. Loving this season. If you want to hear some of our past recap shows, you can check out iTunes. If you search Talking Arrow, you can find us there. That's easy. That way you don't miss anything. Or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. If you don't have iTunes. If you didn't get any of that, if you go to my blog, iWatchMike.com, on the top you'll see where it says podcast. You can click there and everything is there. All right, people. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, my Snapchat's on the blog. Facebook is iWatchMike. All that stuff's on the blog. If you want to follow my partner in crime, Anna B from Australia, big fan of Arrow, The Flash, all that good stuff, you can follow her on Twitter at Traveler15. And I think her stuff is getting posted up on thevro.com. Check it out. But if you don't see it there, iWatchMike.com, and everything is there. All right, so I'm going to try to get this next review, last night's episode, up really fast because my son is on his way home from G-Malls, and once he gets here, he is not going to let me do anything.